Now, one of Walmart's big online competitors, Amazon, is running into a little trouble with its popular e-reading device. The Kindle has the ability to read text out loud, so it should, in theory, appeal to the visually impaired. It's not working out that way, as reporter Chris Bolt of member station WAER reports.
Syracuse University's library decided not to purchase any more Kindles after complaints by disability groups. Library spokesperson Pamela McLaughlin explains the text-to-speech function is just about impossible for a blind person to use.
If people don't start to push back and say, we won't buy it if it isn't accessible, that's when there's incentive for those vendors to actually change their business practices.
Amazon publicizes the audio feature as a convenience.
With Kindle's text-to-speech function, you can switch from reading to listening on the fly.
The girl squinted toward the window, and it seemed for a minute.
The problem is you need to see on-screen controls to use it. Amazon did not return phone calls for the story, but spokesperson Drew Herdner told the Associated Press the company is working on it. Eve Hill with the Burton Blatt Institute for Disability Studies is not convinced.
That's simply not an adequate answer. It's not that hard a fix, and a sort of vague promise just doesn't remedy ongoing discrimination.
Leaders of the boycott are urging universities and libraries not to purchase any electronic readers until they're fully accessible. For NPR News, I'm Chris Bolt in Syracuse.